president or anything. It was like, they just went through and that's how it ended.
With cancer.
They both said some good advice while traveling, especially at this time of year, is arriving as early as you possibly can. In other news, no injuries were sustained after a car hauler caught on fire on I-70 between Hayes and Ellis around 6:30 a.m. The Kansas Highway Patrol says that traffic was reduced down to one lane for several hours after the initial emergency response as a tow truck worked to remove the car hauler and its cargo. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
After an announcement from Governor Laura Kelly last week, around $8.3 million will be divided across 19 Kansas communities for road safety improvements. The money is coming from the Federal Safe Streets and Roads for All program, which provides 80% of project costs to local governments, 20% match. The Kansas Department of Transportation will also start a pilot program to contribute funding to the local match mandate. The program has led to $14.8 million in federal funding for Kansas communities, with 38 Kansas communities successfully applying. $3 million in state contributions have gone toward road improvements, along with $743,000 in local match contributions since the program began. In the very first round of funding, Gray County received $800,000 in federal funding to develop a new safety plan, and the North Central Regional Planning Commission received $1.5 million for a regional safety action plan, among the other grants. Kansas Department of Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said that each step is taken to improve safety in the community. It's a step in the right direction. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Officers for Hastings Police Department will start using drone pilots in order to keep officers safe. One of the drone pilots, Officer Mark Groupie, spoke with KSNB Local 4.
It's an amazing tool that we've had, that we've been fortunate enough to have both donated and purchased for the police department. It's a tool that really allows us to be in multiple places at once.
And here's what Captain Rayleigh Van Winkle had to say.
In the past, we would have to put people in those situations, endangering them or endangering the public, and now we have that ability to take a step back, not get people up there where they could get hurt and be able to have that overwatch.
In other news, the state of Nebraska has been using juvenile detention and rehabilitation centers for confinement more frequently and for longer periods of time, according to the Office of Inspector General of Nebraska Child Welfare. They also said reducing and improving the use of juvenile room confinement in Nebraska will require more enhanced internal oversight at these facilities. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Source Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Source Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer Sales,
we get behind. Kansas residents have spoken in choosing a new license plate design. A proposal from the governor's office initially released drew vast criticism in a simplistic design that resembled New York State's and featured a two-tone color scheme that resembled the Missouri Tigers. After public outcry and pressure, five updated designs were submitted, and Kansas residents were allowed to vote on the choices, which included a To the Stars theme, one plain, with others including a state outline, wheat, sunflowers, with the winning design featuring a backdrop of the Ad Astra Indian statue atop the Kansas State House. The design chosen caught the attention of Ben Tegmeyer, a Hanover native with BT Creative in Eudora, who went online with his concept featuring the actual state motto Ad Astra per Aspera and incorporated sunflowers, bison, monument rock, and the Ad Astra shadow.
It stuck out to people because these are the things, you know, they see if they go across the state. They drive down I-70, you'll see a lot of these things, you know. They know the colors, they know all that stuff. It's what we are. If you've ever driven through Topeka at night and seen our statue, the Ad Astra, yeah, I love it. It's lit up. It's gorgeous. It had to be on there. That was the very first thing I thought. And, of course, the buffalo, which, since the buffalo wasn't on it, I mean, that really struck a nerve with people. I mean, they wanted the buffalo on there, you know. All the things I put on there, it seems like everybody's like, well, of course it has to be there. I put on the Flint Hills, the rolling Flint Hills. You know, if anybody's ever seen it, you know, it's amazing. Like, in springtime, if you've seen it with the sunset, it's a beautiful thing, you know, and that kind of represented the east part of Kansas, and then I put the monument rocks that represent the west part of Kansas, and then the fields that connect it all. You know, I wanted kind of everybody to feel like they were represented, really. Personally, I was going to add more stuff, but I was told that at this point it's already too cluttered. No, I could have kept going, but I think we kind of got it right.
The post went viral immediately and drew over 400,000 engagements within the first 24 hours. Many suggested it be used in place of the five designs offered, but if state officials indicated that the decision was final, and Tegmeyer was quoted late to the party. The BT creative effort, however, remains a favorite and is now being offered as a customizable plate for the front of vehicles, and the design may be shared to other products as well.
Well, there's a lot of people that asked for that. You know, they gave us the idea for that. We always thought possibly t-shirts or something. But people would ask, they're like, I would love to put this on the front of our plate. You know, can we customize it? So a guy reached out to me, actually, and said, I can do this for you. I can do, you know, all the work behind the scenes and all that. So we're set up with a guy that's really helped us out, and he's going to take care of us. And it's hopefully we can get that thing going, like, real soon. We're hoping to get it going, you know, this weekend. You're going to have to check out our Facebook or any of our social. We're going to hopefully get that information out, like the order form. And, we will keep everybody updated on Facebook if they want to check it out.
In response to the outpouring for support for his design, Ben thanks all throughout the state of Kansas that showed support in numbers for a design that he, as an artist, sees great value in.
I could never imagine it was going to blow up like this. Like, people rallied behind it, and I can never thank them enough. I got so many messages that I could never go through them all, but I just want to say thank you again to everybody. The support that, you know, all the messages from back home are the ones that mean the most. You know, the people that I grew up with, my family, my friends, and I want to thank my family and my friends mostly. All the people that wrote letters. I mean, I had people calling the state wanting to get this thing on. There was a petition started, you know, so they fought for it because they wanted it, and I can't thank all these people enough.
Hanover native Ben Tegmeyer was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. You can join the entire conversation, including how he grew up with KNDY. Ben Tegmeyer, our guest on public affairs, available as a podcast for download or replay on our website at KNDYradio.com and on our Facebook page.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early Tuesday evening. Some snow and rain showers likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Northwest winds around 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain and snow may continue overnight, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. More snow showers possible into Tuesday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. And more flurries throughout Tuesday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Partly sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid-30s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Staying sunny into Thursday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Then partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Then partly cloudy skies Friday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Staying sunny and a bit warmer on Saturday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And clear Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 41. Record high on this date 72. The average low 21 and the record low minus 22. Sunrise this morning 7:44. Sunset this evening at 5:08.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Give yourself a Christmas gift this year with a new career opportunity, Landall in Marysville. Currently accepting applications for experienced assemblers, welders, painters, and a net developer. Even Santa can't beat the benefits Landall offers. Wages start at $16 up to $21.20 per hour. $2 an hour shift differential for second and third shift. Plus 4% attendance bonus, promotions, raises, Christmas bonus, all-inclusive medical, paid time off, holidays, weekly paychecks, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information.
The Patriots dim the lights on the Broncos' playoff hopes. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Pats didn't have much to play for besides pride visiting Denver in week 16 of the NFL, but if they aren't making the AFC playoffs, they made sure the Broncos would have a hard time making it themselves.
On a 39 snap from the 11, Zappe drops back. Run. Got running room to the right. He throws to the back of the end zone. Yeah. Touchdown, Gesicki!
WBZ-FM on the call. One of two Bailey Zappe TD throws on the night. That one to Mike Gesicki. The game was tied at 23 until the final seconds.
The snap, the spot, the kick clears the line. Sailing to the uprights. The kick is good! The kid did it!
Chad Ryland had missed a field goal and extra point earlier in the night, but he'd make up for those errors with the game winner. 26-23 Pats the final. Christmas Day NFL action. First off, the Raiders visit the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes says he's excited for the opportunity to clinch the AFC West with a win.
I think you just have to take it like it's a game you're going up against the Raiders. We know how intense it's going to be. We know this rivalry means to both sides. It's going to be a great battle, and we're excited for the opportunity to play at Arrowhead. And obviously, if we win, we can clinch the division, and that's part of it.
Later, the Giants will visit the Eagles. Then the Christmas Day main event will see two division leaders square off, the 49ers hosting the Ravens. Niners QB Brock Purdy says while it's the holidays, the Niners are focused on a win.
We all here understand, you know, we have to do our job and play, and we have to do what it takes in terms of our preparation, our studying. Nothing can change our routine. We've been in games like this before. We've had to play on Thanksgiving, so those are all things that our family and friends understand.
NBA Christmas Day action. The Bucks will look to make it two wins in 3 days against the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Following that, the Nuggets host the Warriors. The Lakers and Celtics renew their rivalry in L.A. The Sixers will not have Joel Embiid for their tilt at Miami, and the Mavs and Suns conclude Christmas Day action late night. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Ho, ho, ho!
All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink, and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Western National Bank urges everyone to remember the military men and women who are away from home, their family and friends during the holidays. Please send cards, letters, and care packages to our troops for the holiday season to brighten their days. Merry Christmas from Western National Bank, located in Wymore, member FDIC. Sapp Brothers Petroleum knows being away from family during the holidays is hard, but especially for our U.S. troops. So let's send them cards, letters, and care packages to bring the joy of Christmas to them. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
Good Monday and Merry Christmas from all of us at the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news. Cattle feedlot placements are finally dropping down below last year. USDA's Gary Crawford has the report.
After several months of seeing pretty high numbers of cattle going into feedlots, placements during November dropped down from a year ago. Friday's USDA Cattle on Feed report has November placements down 2% from November last year. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham says this is not an unexpected thing considering what producers have been dealing with for the last year.
In dry conditions, a poor wheat pasture, tight water supplies, likely pushed a lot of cattle in earlier than normally would have occurred. And as you sort of move forward, the supplies that are available for placement later declined. And so that you are seeing, after we have seen periods of higher than expected placements, we are seeing the decline in placements, likely reflecting those tighter supplies of animals.
Which Shagham says will eventually mean even higher cattle and beef prices in 2024. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Next, we see that the U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers sent a letter encouraging the government to reopen rail crossings between the United States and Mexico. The letter asks the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to reopen the crossings at El Paso and Eagle Point as quickly as possible, given the huge volume of U.S. wheat sales with an average annual commercial sales of almost 132 million bushels. A substantial volume of U.S. wheat is shipped every year by rail, and it's estimated that at least 13 million bushels of wheat worth over 114 million per year move through the closed rail corridors. The wheat groups understand that the customs agency has significant challenges given the border situation, but a supply chain crisis in Mexico can and should be avoided. Mexico uses rail to import American wheat from as far away as the northern plains, and right now there are loaded trains that are just waiting to move.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive. It's how you...
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Recent events and decisions internationally have or likely will impact the grain market. The senior economist at the IGP Institute at K-State, Guy Allen, discusses how Argentina's government has changed and how the drought has impacted the Panama Canal. He explains how Argentina may influence the market.
Talk a bit about the foreign exchange, which that sort of drives all commodities, particularly export demand. We've seen the U.S. dollar come off about 5 points in the last couple weeks, last 10 days. That's on the back of the Fed sort of indicating they're not going to raise interest rates in the near future. But just this week, we saw Argentina move their exchange rate from 400 pesos to the U.S. dollar to 800 as the new president, Milei, took office. He's also making significant structural changes in the government. I think he's only appointed 9 ministers out of 18, so a significant cut in the government overhead. There's discussion that they're going to remove the export tax, and we'll see how successful he is in making those changes. But a lot happening there in Argentina nearby as we see that change in government that's going to have a significant impact on trade flows and prices.
Allen says why transporting goods in the Panama Canal has increased in price.
It's been a bit dry down there in the big lake, which sort of feeds their that water system where they lock it through the isthmus down there is low. So they've restricted drafts. A month or so ago, they started restricting the number that transit the canal. That's raised prices. And last month, they've put in slots. So now you have to go out and book and buy in a slot. And they're declining. And there's actually a secondary market that's evolved from that. So that's significantly increasing the price of any goods or commodities that have to transit that canal.
The United States is able to avoid some of the price increase from the Panama Canal, and he explains how.
It hasn't had a major impact. It sort of changes the flow, but here domestically, grain commodity either moves off the West Coast, off the PNW, or it moves out of the U.S. Gulf. And we can change that flow very easily by what's been happening. The basis values at the Gulf have got fairly cheap relative to the PNW. So we're seeing, rather than have to transit the canal, we just move our export flows from the western states to the PNW rather than to the center Gulf. So it's having an impact, but not as much as you might see. But it is quite bullish, western basis values versus eastern Corn Belt basis values.
That was K-State's IGP Institute senior economist Guy Allen on a few international actions that are taking place that are or could be influencing the grain market. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale this week at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas. They'll also be closed on New Year's Day. Resuming cattle and hay sales on Monday, January 8th. Call ahead for early consignment listings and follow their website. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. No sale this week or next. Resuming cattle and hay sales Monday, January 8th at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales.
We may hope for a white Christmas, but a wild Christmas is what Mother Nature has delivered in many recent years. A look at the Christmas weather archives today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 25th, the 359th day of the year. Clara Barton, Humphrey Bogart, and Rod Serling were all born on Christmas Day. The check of the weather archives left us surprised at how often Christmas Day has been a day of weather oddities and extremes. 1983 was the coldest Christmas of modern record for 125 cities across the country. Tucson, Arizona, of all places, had a rare white Christmas in 1987. The following year, Las Vegas had snow for the first time of record. In 2004, over 4 inches of snow fell as far south as Corpus Christi, Texas. And the East Coast Christmas blizzard of 2010 left up to 30 inches of snow from North Carolina to Maine. Here's hoping you have a calm Christmas day and safe travel. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Amidst the Christmas cards, eggnog, cookies, family, friends, and mounds of presents, may your hearts be filled with contentment and joy. Season's greetings from Temp's Disposal in Marysville.
Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville wishes you all the joys of the holiday season and happiness throughout the new year. May the joys and blessings of the holiday season fill your home throughout the year. Joy, joy, joy from Hometown Lumber and Hardware.
It's at this time that Sunflower Community Credit Union remembers the loyalty of their members and says thank you for your continued support. As a member-owned community credit union, Sunflower works with you and for you in our community. Best wishes and happy holidays from Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Here's what Nick Timberlake had to say after KU's victory over Yale.
Getting better day by day. That's how we all look at it, so... It was my night tonight, might be someone else's the next night, but just staying consistent in how I play definitely helped a lot with confidence-wise, just going into conference play, just knowing how tough the Big 12 is.
And here's what head coach Bill Self had to say about Kevin McCullough's 34 points and the 75-60 win.
We play good down the stretch, guys. They got a good team, and I think we outscored them about 24, 26 points the last 24 minutes. So after being just horrid early, and they were really good, but... there were some guys that did some good things. There were some guys that had tough nights. I thought Hunter and El Marco obviously had tough nights. But, you know, KJ didn't do much statistically, but that was the biggest difference in the game when he started guarding Wolf.
Mid-America Network Sports.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
After all the NFL action from the weekend and Christmas Day, college bowl season will ramp back up with the Quick Lane Bowl between Bowling Green and Minnesota in Detroit, the First Responders Bowl between Texas State and Rice, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl between KU and UNLV, which will kick off from Phoenix, Arizona at 9 p.m. Later on this week, K-State has a matchup with NC State as it is a top 25 matchup in the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando, Florida, with kickoff at 5:45. Here's what Chris Klieman had to say about his interim offensive coordinator and offensive line coach Connor Riley and defensive coordinator Joe Klanderman.
The offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator makes every decision with little input, and everybody just kind of delegates with the coordinators. The conversations that go on in both rooms, there's a lot of guys in both rooms, and I think Klanderman would tell you this, and I think CK would tell you this, that could call a game. So there's tons of conversations that I hear, great banter back and forth, getting game plans for both offense and defense.
Mid-America Network Sports.
With kind remembrances and best wishes for a bright and special new year, the staff at Citizen State Bank wish you and yours peace on earth and joy to all. At Citizen State Bank in Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, you'll find better products, better services, and better banking. Warm wishes for a wonderful holiday season. Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season. May your holidays be merry and the new year filled with friends, family, and good times. From Landall Corporation. Since 1963, Landall Corporation has grown to be a leader in innovative design, world-class manufacturing, and marketing quality products and services. Hope, health, and prosperity in the new year.
Cook Welding and Repair urges everyone to send cards, letters, and emails to the men and women of the military who are away from family and friends for the holiday season. Just a brief note from home can brighten their day. Have a very Merry Christmas from the proud troop supporters at Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A winter weather advisory continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Chance of snow today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 32. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. 1 to 3 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 32.
KNDY.
Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night. Shepherds quail at the sight. Stream from heaven.